Johnson Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Homeland Security is set to crack down on border security as time runs out on Title 42.
I'm Stephen Portnoy at the White House.
The transition to Title 8 processing will be swift and immediate.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the changes are meant to raise the bar for asylum seekers who don't follow what he calls new lawful pathways. They include the use of a mobile app to set an appointment and first claiming asylum elsewhere before arriving at the border.
The House just passed a border security bill to build more border wall and increase penalties for those who overstay their visas. It is not likely to pass in the Senate. The White House has just pushed President Biden's debt limit meeting tomorrow with congressional leaders to next week. It comes as Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's warnings become more urgent.
As we learned in 2011, just the serious threat of default can lead to a downgrade of our credit rating and a weakening of consumer confidence.
She's at the G7 in Japan right now and says the U.S. and global economies will feel the consequences if Congress doesn't take action. Repairs to a bridge and tracks in western Pennsylvania could take weeks following another Norfolk Southern train derailment. No one was hurt there, and it wasn't carrying any hazardous materials, but it does come months after the company's derailment nearby in Ohio. Millions of Americans could lose insurance coverage for COVID treatments when a public health emergency expires today. Reporter Alexander Tin.
Vaccines and treatments remain free for now out of the federal stockpile, though that is also expected to go to the regular market later this year.
COVID itself hasn't disappeared. It is still killing about 1,000 people a week. An encouraging sign in the fight against pancreatic cancer.
Researchers at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York, working with scientists in Germany, created a vaccine that used mRNA designed to attack a patient's individual specific tumor.
CBS's Christopher Cruz tells us this could cut the risk of the disease coming back in half. Elon Musk says he's picked a new CEO of Twitter and will officially step down soon. He didn't say who it would be, but we know she starts in about 6 weeks. Musk's announcement makes good on a promise he made back in December after polling users about whether or not he should leave. He plans to stay on as chief tech officer. The stars do look a little closer, thanks to some astronomers who just pieced together millions of images of baby star clusters that are about 1,500 light years away. Scientists say it'll help them better understand how stars evolve from dust. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet, the faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fri-yays with WFHR.HiveOffDeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business.
This week's deal is from Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe. Get a $50 gift card for just $25. That's right, $50 for just $25. From sweet treats to five-star Italian beefs. Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe in Adams Friendship.
Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.HiveOffDeal.com.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the WASPs. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 56. Tonight, under cloudy skies, winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow, chance for scattered showers, daytime highs approaching 74. Cloudy tomorrow night, lows around 55. Low 70s, Saturday, low 60s, Sunday, with a chance for scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 82.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
In Wisco, I'm your host Joel Clayfish alongside my co-host Danielle Fairman in the doldrums of spring right now, driving down the highway. And what do I see? Man, I don't know if they're working hard at it or hardly working at it anymore. Those toms are in the field and they're fanned out. But, you know, at the beginning of the season, they're all working at the same time. You'll see or four toms fanned out at the same time. Mm-hmm. Now, it's like if there's two of them next to each other or three, two of them are just eaten. And one's fanned out. It's like they're not paying attention as much anymore. And do you notice that as the season drags on?
Yeah, this is why I asked all the questions I did last time about what decoys to use. Because right now is when I start feeling like they do not give a butt. They don't give a butt.
Yeah, it seems like that a lot of the turkeys right now are kind of, I mean, the hens are on nests a lot. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Everybody has a different opinion as to when the sweet spot is. I feel like seasons like 4 and 5 can be a sweet spot if you're patient.
Really? Oh.
Because when those hens go back into the woods and sit on their nests,
that's
when those toms who are not the dominant toms and haven't gotten, you know, haven't done any breeding yet, they're the ones out there in the field at that stage
the
of the
ugly
game and looking.
The
well, I'm not saying they're ugly. They're just not the cool guys at the bar. You know what I mean? They're just
we have
not
to
the
wait
cool
till
guys.
They're pretty much done and over with.
Their
and
fan
then...
dance is not as attractive as the earlier dominant toms. But I think they get pushed around a lot. And I think by now the dominant toms start getting tired.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to be clear about this. Don't think that because a tom is dominant, he's the biggest one or has the biggest spurs or biggest beard. That is not the case. The subdominant toms often have bigger spurs and beards and way more because they haven't been using all their energy spitting and drumming out there.
Have you got a double beard?
I got a four-bearded turkey.
I'm sorry, what? A four-beard?
Four beards or a four, because they judge it based on the wax. So that's what they call the point at which the beard grows out of the chest of the turkey. Mm-hmm. It's called the wax. And if there are four different waxes, and at the time, the turkey that I killed, and I killed it up in Ashapan, right about 20 minutes north of where I live, it was the 35th highest scoring turkey on the Safari Club International record books at the time.
Nice.
I'm sure it's been surpassed, but that was kind of a newer scoring system too, so it's not, they don't have Boone and Crockett or Pope and Young for turkeys. I do have an interesting turkey hunt coming up though. I have a season 5 tag and I'm gonna hunt with a bow.
I'm sorry, say that again. Everybody needs
to
listen to this.
Turkey with a bow. And
what happened when I wanted to go bow hunting for a turkey?
You did go bow hunting.
Yeah, but
for
what
a turkey.
Did you say?
I said shotguns are for killing turkeys, not bows. But and I stick to that. But here's the problem. So when I was in the legislature, I wrote a bill that allowed archery hunting in all municipalities. So no town, no village, no city may outlaw bow hunting, period. Mm.
And there were a lot of, you know, municipalities who were not happy about that. But those are the same municipalities where deer populations are out of control and running into cars all the time. So we passed it, and now you can bow hunt in every municipality, but they still have jurisdiction over firearms in a lot of those municipalities. And so I have no choice but to hunt with a bow, and a buddy of mine's got some toms that kind of go through his yard, and he's got 2.5 acres, but they've got so many turkeys around River Hills, they're running, you know, walking into in front of cars and chasing kids and poking
chasing
at windows.
Kids?
Sure. Haven't you ever seen a turkey chase somebody?
I have not seen a turkey chase somebody.
It's...
I have not had that privilege
and
of seeing
spurs,
that.
And those spurs, you know, I tried to pick up, I picked up a turkey. I shot with my grandfather's gun a couple weeks ago. And that sucker, I mean, it got me. It got me really good. Look at that scar
what?
On my finger. Yeah, those suckers are sharp, man. Huh. They're nasty. Hey, I don't want to go too long before we get Mike Keller involved in the conversation.
Hello, Mike Keller.
Mike Keller Hello. Is here, and Mike Keller is one of those kind of outdoors people extraordinaires. He always, every time I see him, he looks like he could lean against a lamp pole and fall asleep. I'm serious. He's always well tanned, and he's always looks like he's got about 2 hours of sleep in him in the last 48 hours. But Mike Keller is one of the first people I ever hunted goose with in my life. But this is a guy who diversifies, and he's kind of he's very much about the dogs. We've hunted with his dog Peaches, who's in studio today, who's now 11. Since Peaches was a puppy, and this is one of the best retrieving dogs that I have ever seen in my life.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I swear. We were out one time and Peach had a 3/4 mile retrieve that she couldn't see.
I remember doing
over a hill.
A hunt hill. Before
Get
you realized.
Get closer to the mic, Mike.
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 I remember one of our first hunts that you realized that I'm not this person you thought I was prior. That he was on top of a hill and Peaches ran down into like some corn that wasn't completely chopped down. And he's just having hand signals just from... Super
right.
far away. I'm like, how in the world? But that was like one of our first hunts together that you realize that I'm not
yep.
just this
pretty face ditz. With a pair of camo pants.
Yeah. But I'm, like that, that was like
this
a great
is,
hunt.
This is family radio, so we're not going to try to. I don't even want to know what you guys are talking about. You were or weren't, or he thought you was.
You were there
wasn't.
Too. You invited me on the hunt.
Yeah, we hunted together. We had some killer hunts.
When I had a staunch policy of not hunting with huntresses.
You know, we've actually had, we've done radio shows and podcasts on the whole huntress and mm-hmm. women in hunting and the you know, the difficulties of making sure everything is, the opportunities are equal across the board. And speaking of huntresses, my daughter Violet is here.
Yes.
She's not in studio with us. She's actually being a good girl and doing her homework out there. That's my. I don't know if I told, did I tell you, Danielle? Violet is now the student body president of Kettle Moraine.
Yes, I said hello, Miss President.
Yeah, so I'm so jacked that my family is getting out of politics.
Oh.
Hey, before we move on, got to say hello to my Oconomowoc family, the Kennedy clan, our 5 loyal listeners every week. I hope they're doing well. Aiden, get ready. You got a tag coming up, buddy. You and I are going to hit the woods and hopefully get you your first tom.
Mm-hmm.
But that reminds me,
yes.
Aiden's fan of his first turkey is almost dried and ready, ready to plaque up, Aiden. So if you're listening, I'm going to be working on that soon. You know, Aiden's mom is my boss.
Is your boss?
Aiden's mom's Robin Kennedy. Yeah. So
I like Robin. Hello,
so
Robin.
So Robin, if you want your son to have the joy of hunting and get this on the wall, you gotta ease off on me a little bit. She's very hard on me.
I believe it.
No, I'm playing. She's awesome. She's an awesome boss.
And speaking of Robin, so I ordered something on Amazon.
Okay.
It reminded me of last week, so it reminded me of Robin.
Okay.
I bought patchouli laundry detergent.
That sounds horrible. Oh my gosh. You know,
but I went to
smells just like 90s.
I went to
stand patchouli.
I
Do you
went
like
to,
the smell of patchouli?
No, it's what all the
it's awful
girls
you know what
and
that is too?
Back in the 90s.
Wait, I would say, do I smell good? But I came straight from work, so you can't smell me. But
well, that's what you think. That's what you think. Anastasia, we need a fan in here.
I have a fan in here that I'm keeping because of the patchouli and the construction woman.
Yeah, no kidding. Nothing goes worse together than construction and patchouli.
And patchouli.
And that's a funny thing. Like, Robin's like one of the most awesome people I've ever met, but she wears patchouli and likes Pink Floyd. Those are two things that just... I mean, I guess patchouli and Pink Floyd probably go together, though, don't they, a little bit?
I don't know. I cannot tell you... one Pink Floyd song right off the top of my head.
Another brick in the wall.
I know the... Oh, look, a dog. I remember, like, the triangle and
so
rainbow.
You're so easily distracted, Danielle. Danielle, I think you have the instincts of a canine. Squirrel. Squirrel. Food. Bone. Doorbell. Keller, why are you so quiet today?
Because you're talking.
That's
so
true.
So I'm just listening.
I do talk a lot. Hi, Violet. Violet, do you want to come and say hi to the listeners? Come on in here for a second.
Violet!
So my daughter, Violet, I'm so proud of her. She's a student body president. Hey, do you want to say hi to Robin Kennedy and the Kennedy clan?
Hey, Robin!
Guess what? Hey, tell Robin what we're... Well, Robin knows what we're working on. Tell these guys what we're working on with Greg Kazmierski over at Buck Rub.
Yes, so I got the pleasure of organizing the A-Team Adventure Series. And what we do with the A-Team Adventure Series is we take... some of the awesome people from the A-Team. We go out and we appreciate the natural resources of Wisconsin. And right now, we are hooking up with Buck Rub, and we're going to do some archery, and that's in the process June 21st, 24th.
You planned it. I
know. This is June horrible, 24th. Dad. I'm on the spot. I'm sorry.
It's all right. We're taking folks out. We're taking some folks, and we're going to have Diverse Abilities Archery. So I think that's pretty sweet.
Yeah. Pretty sweet. And, that's going to be fun.
Yeah. It'll be good. Okay. You can go back and do your homework now.
Okay.
Keller, what?
Very proud.
Mike Keller is... one of these guys who he's kind of like who I would be if I didn't have to worry about who I was.
What?
Does that make sense?
It does not make sense.
I think that makes sense.
It makes sense.
I think if I didn't have to worry under any circumstances what people's perception of me was.
Yeah,
or,
I feel like you have to worry a lot about that.
I
worry about that.
You
Everybody
do?
Does to a certain extent.
A little.
I stopped.
You stopped worrying about it? I think that's clear, Danielle.
Oh, thank you.
I think I worry, I worry more now about whether people think I'm a nice person or not.
Oh.
That's what I think about.
Do you really worry about that?
I hope that they think I'm a nice person at the end of the day. Yes.
I'm just going to give the audience just kind of a sense as to it, but you got to promise you can't get your feelings hurt by this. Mike is a Marine. Okay, that is going to tell you 90% of what you need to know about his personality when you're in a field setting up for geese or setting up. He is militaristic to a certain extent, and I never knew that perception of people or perception by people bothered you, because you are a very directed person. You know the way you want to see something unfold, and you're not afraid to tell people that. I think that characteristic has also led to a lot of your successes.
I think that I've learned to communicate that better now, though. I used to be like, D.I., do this, why can't you do this?
And now then I'm just like, people thought you were an a-hole or what?
Right. Now I'm like, hey, man, this is what we're going to do today. This is how we're going to do it. And if you got any questions, ask. And then if they don't have any questions and they don't ask, then I'm like, what do you mean? I thought you were going to ask. No,
all right,
kidding.
Hold that thought. When we come back, we're going to talk to Mike Keller about his duck hunting on the big water, his fishing adventures, and a giveaway he's got coming up.
Woo!
You're listening to Raised in Wisco. We'll be right back.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Hi, it's Jim Polzine from Badger Extra and the Wisconsin State Journal.
Have you checked out BadgerExtra.com or the Badger Extra app powered by our top-notch Badger coverage team? Subscribe now to get extra coverage, including extra analysis, extra recruiting news, and one-on-one athlete interviews. Plus, subscribers get my exclusive podcast, Open Gym, where I answer your Badger questions. Go to BadgerExtra.com or search Badger Extra in your app store. Download and subscribe today.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Chance for scattered storms Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently,
conversation is not confined to the borders of the city of Waukesha.
The song Peach is named after.
And you know what? Peaches is in the studio.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Going to the country, you're going to eat a lot of peaches.
Why does everybody know this song? I'm the only one that does not.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
It's a very famous song.
Is this peaches for you, peaches for me?
No.
Peaches for free?
Peaches come from Canada.
Nope. No clue. This is the one that Melissa was talking about. The reason why I say Melissa is because me and a couple people went out with him, Carl Dogs. On Peach's Pride, the name of the boat, limited out, 5-person limit. But they were playing that song, and I'm like, I have no clue what song you're talking about.
And she knows the song.
No
like,
song.
When we
no
play
clue.
It, she sits right up. She knows
it's her
song.
Mike Keller's in the studio. Mike Keller, we went into break. We were talking about how I'm going to introduce it. A lot of people would love to say I make a living in the outdoors. A lot of people. Myself,
is
I'm on that list. Danielle, you're probably on that list.
I would love to.
A large percentage of people who say I want to be, I want to get paid and live my life doing things in the outdoors. I think a lot of people underestimate the amount of work it takes to do that. It is not an easy thing. Like, you'll see Chad Belding on The Foul Life, and you think, man, that's awesome. All he does is hunts all the time, gets paid all this money. It is so hard. And nobody works harder. And I've never met anyone who works harder in my life than Chad Belding. I mean, Shockey, or any one of the greats. Brian Klein.
333 yeah. sunrises or something crazy last
it's
year.
It's insane how hard people work who want to make a life and a living in the outdoors, because none of the outdoor money comes easy. Even if you're a top dog at a TV show, you're busting your hump to get sponsors all the time, make those sponsors happy.
What I think a lot of people don't think about is the day that they decide they're sleeping in today because it's raining or it's windy or it's cold.
Or they get called off from the construction site.
Right. Or I got a hangover or whatever it is. It's like you're out there. And it's like, and I think there's a lot of difference between guys that are out there with you and guys that aren't. Like, I kind of claim my fame of, like, I'm embracing the suck with you. it's terrible out here.
What?
You're right, but we're in this together, and it's gonna be
fun.
We're
doing it together.
I cannot tell you how many times I go just about bonkers in my head when that alarm goes off at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
When that alarm goes off at 3 a.m., you do not feel good about things. I'm a night hawk.
Right.
Fortunately for me, drinking's never part of the equation, so I never have to worry about that. But when I go to bed at midnight because I needed to see the last 15 minutes of Better Call Saul, And then I go to sleep and I wake up at 3 a.m. I do not want to get out of bed, but I'll tell you one thing. I have never regretted one time with the woods being awake when the woods is waking up.
Oh, that's perfect.
Or the
time.
Sun rises, sun's coming up over the water. Mm-hmm. Never once. So I was going to give Mike a compliment and say, you are somebody who has made a living. You have said, screw traditional work.
I'm trying.
I am going to make my life busting my ass on the water in the woods.
Still better.
And you have changed the dynamic of your life. You've had some ups and downs. You've changed the dynamic of your life, and you've changed it to, you are malleable in as much as, yes, you are very militaristic in your approach sometimes, but you're very malleable because you used to be a field hunter for geese and ducks. Hard. We did it a lot, quite a bit.
Yep.
And then you learned a new process, started layout boat hunting yourself, and then you started turning that into a career. And now you've got one of the more successful salmon fishing, salmon trout fishing operations in Lake Michigan. How do you
get there?
How do you fundamentally change something you do and then become an expert in something else? And I ask that not hypothetically, because this is kind of something I've done in my life, everything from the legislature to working with disabled folks to owning an alligator and wild hog hunting outfitter. But there are very few people in the category of being able to change, learn, grow each time.
I think for me, it's my gosh. A little bit of OCD, maybe. I'm a little obsessive about things. I'll get bored. Honestly, going out and doing the same thing every single day.
That's more ADHD, I think.
Yeah, that too. But like when I learn something new, I immerse myself in it.
Yeah.
It's not like some people are like, oh, I'm going to teach you how to do this. I started to fish with Brian Klein, and he taught me how to set out planer boards, and it was on from there.
Is a planer board an outrigger?
Kind of, but not really. An outrigger is a little different system, but does the same thing. Shoots the lines to the side so you can run more than one line on each side of the boat.
Mm-hmm. So in essence, take me through how that works. When you get to the marina in the morning and you're setting your boat up, what are you hoping to accomplish? What are you running? What can people expect if they're going to go out with you?
Also, I know what a planer board is, but what's an outrigger? Because it's those
big
things that
boom
drop down.
That drops down and
it is those?
Shoots out. Yeah, okay. Out rigs.
Yep. Okay.
It rigs them out.
Yeah.
Really?
The good news is right now I've been sleeping at the marina on the boat, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So the commute to work is really nice.
None.
It's that extra 40 minutes, like literally every
day. I want to come and do that with you sometime. I want to sleep overnight on the lake.
Come and do it. I even got a little extra bedroom for you.
You have two bedrooms on your boat?
Yeah. Well, there's a bedroom-ish.
I don't need
the big bed. And then there's a side...
We got the couch now too. You can sleep on the couch.
That has a bunk bed in it. One of them's a shelf.
All right, and we gotta go to break already. We come back, we're gonna talk about your giveaway. You got a giveaway coming up. And I want you to actually talk about some of the adventures on the water, some of the adventures fishing, and then I really want to talk in one of the segments about your duck hunting out there. That is fascinating to me. As you know, I'll admit it, I'm a little afraid of it. I'm a little afraid to go
into the layout boat hunting.
Yeah, I'm a little scared. It can get dicey out there. I mean, we're talking about Lake Michigan.
And you're in waders too. It's terrifying.
It can. See, you're not helping.
See, but you shouldn't be in waders.
You
whoever said you're wearing waders in a layout boat.
I don't want.
We're talking waders, layout boats,
in the
ducks.
Boat? Yeah, you want waders out of that layout.
Fishing Lake Michigan when we come back with Captain Mike Keller, Danielle Fairman, and for the three of us, I'm Joel Clayfish. You're listening to Raised in Wisco. Danielle Fairman, and for the three of us, I'm Joel.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant, And if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 56. Tonight, under cloudy skies, winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow, chance for scattered showers, daytime highs approaching 74. Cloudy tomorrow night, lows around 55. Low 70s, Saturday, low 60s, Sunday, with a chance for scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 82.
When you
left. That's an E4 when I got out.
That's pretty fast advancement, young man. That's sergeant.
Hey, they gave rank away when I was in.
Did they?
No, I was corporal. If I would have stayed in for six more months, I would have been a sergeant.
Wow.
So you had the two stripes on your chevron, mm-hmm. right? Is that what corporal?
Yep.
You know what? The biggest thing, I do this. I'm going to tell you something. The best way to not get a ticket when you're pulled over. I know this isn't really like raised in Wisco outdoor stuff, but maybe Charlie Behrens can borrow this.
Oh.
The best way to get out of a ticket is to know the jurisdiction and the rank of the police officer who's coming to your door.
Oh.
So if they have, and some, I mean, it's paramilitary, right? I mean, they've got sergeants, lieutenants, captains, and some police forces have corporals. So when they come to your door, the first thing to know is whether they're a municipal police officer or a county sheriff's deputy. That's the first thing to know, because for whatever reason, police officers don't like to be called deputy, and deputies don't like to be called police officers.
Can we just call them officer? Sorry,
you
officer.
You can't. I mean, to Hello, be fair, officer. That is polite. They are all officers. They're all peace officers, not police officers. Under the definition of the statute, they're called peace officers. So they all are all officers. But if you know, if somebody comes to your door in a brown uniform, yep. most likely Isn't they're a sheriff? County sheriff's deputy.
Yeah.
And if you call them deputy, they say to themselves, oh, this person knows a little bit about, you know, police rank and a little bit about jurisdiction and that kind of thing. So yes, deputy, no deputy. If they come and they've got chevrons on their shoulder, if they have three of them and you say yes, sergeant, no sergeant, because sergeants will patrol quite a bit. I've been pulled over by sergeants before.
You've been pulled over?
I have. And I'm telling you, if you know their rank whether they're a city municipal PD or if they're a county sheriff's deputy, I really do think it does matter. I had one stretch there. I was pulled over 11 times for
what?
Speeding, and I did not, knock on wood, get a
That's
ticket.
More times than I've ever been pulled over in my life.
Well,
I think I've been given a ticket every time I've been pulled over. Every single time.
So I had an encounter with
this guy wins.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what to tell you about that, Mike.
I had an encounter with two sheriffs last week, and I was in the back of a cop car.
What? Oh yeah.
When you know this story. I
saved the goslings crossing the road.
The three goslings and the two geese. We shut down the whole on ramp. It was
Mike
great.
Mike Keller, you've been hunting for quite a while.
Yeah.
And how did you make the transition from field hunting geese and ducks to not just water hunting? Okay, because you're not the guy who drives out and hunts puddle ducks in your boat and covers
I did that when
up
I grew
camo.
Up. I grew up hunting the marsh in Canada out of a canoe.
In Canada?
In Canada.
You're from Canada?
No. My dad would take me there for 10 days every year as a kid and cut me and my cousin loose in the marsh.
Uh-huh.
And we'd go out and figure it out.
Nice.
When we got old enough.
Were
Up until that spot,
Were you running decoys or
like
spinners
six.
At that point?
Spinners were illegal at that. Okay. They weren't even created. And then when they made them, holy cow.
Yeah.
It was when they first hit the market with a spinner, it wasn't fair.
I bet it
wasn't. It wasn't fair.
Like now,
you take one weird-looking robo duck that had giant wings, weighed like 800 pounds. It didn't even look like a duck. And you'd turn that on, and not kidding, they'd come from the stratosphere.
Yeah.
Locked.
How cool.
They'd be like, oh my God, look, we got to go check that out.
Now they're leery.
Now they're everywhere.
It depends on where you use them. If you use them in a field and you got 10 of them and the mallards are doing it, it's great.
Yeah, no, I think the mallards will still respond.
If you're using them in a marsh, it's not really a natural look, I don't think. If you go places where they timber hunt, they hide them and they turn them on intermittent.
Oh, I would love
so
to
So you
go
get
timber.
The motion, but you don't get that constant mesmerizing that motion because in a field, you get that because they're always moving.
Right.
In the water.
No, Mojo's in a field setup with four, five, six of them looks very realistic to a flock of mallards landing.
And they give it up. In the water, I'd rather have water shaken. So
shaken, not stirred.
Shaking it up. So hunted fields for a long time and just kind of was like, yeah, I've done this every day for so long. Let's go find something else to do.
When did you first get into layout boat hunting?
The first layout boat hunt I was ever on, coincidentally, was with Brian Klein.
Oh.
And
I don't think it's coincidental. You guys were best buddies and hunted and fished all the time together.
Yeah, true.
One of the first hunts I ever went on was with Brian Klein.
Some amazing hunts and some cool experiences with that guy. He's a great friend to have.
He's like a ghost now, though. I don't even ever know where he is or what he's doing. I just see pictures of his face, like close-ups with mushrooms.
God.
He is like, he's kind of like Sasquatch. It's a legend over, that you're not sure actually exists.
Not even kidding. Pretty close to 350 days he spent outside last year getting paid.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So that's pretty awesome. You talk about somebody that's making a living outdoors and really making a living.
That's great.
But yeah, we went layout hunting and for Old Squaw. And I was like, oh, I'm doing this all the time.
Okay.
Because back when I started doing it.
So talk about layout hunting for someone has no idea what it is.
So we're going to take a big old boat out there and we take a little boat with us and we put you in it and you lay down in it.
Like a UFO spaceship, like those tiny individual UFO ones that you see in the cartoons. That's what I think of them.
Layout Addictions makes a really nice boat too. UFO makes a boat. We're looking at...
it's actually called UFO?
Yeah, it's literally called UFO.
Look at me go.
See, Daniel?
I know things.
Banks. You know something.
Banks is kind of the originator of the concept in the boats. they made a boat back in the day, and it's actually... It didn't really start here. It started, like, in Utah. They layout boat hunt for puddlers.
So explain,
which is an amazing experience. I got to do that.
How the layout boat works. Is it attached to the main boat?
No, so it's anchored to the bottom, wherever that anchor, whatever depth that is. So if it's 200 feet down, it's 200 feet down. If it's 3 feet down, it's 3 feet down. Wonderful. And you lay in it like a layout blind in a field.
Okay.
Without doors.
And then the tender boat is the big, the deep V or the other boat that's with
you.
Or
the other boat that goes and picks up the birds, carries you to and from.
So when you drop someone off at the layout boat, they're out there by themselves.
Well, I run a two-man, so you're not out there by yourself. Some people want to do it by themselves. I have two single boats, but most people I've found want to hang out at least with somebody while they're out there.
Yeah.
Especially in Lake Michigan. It's pretty intimidating.
Yeah.
Getting into 100 and some feet of water in 2 or 3 foot waves to shoot.
Yeah, okay.
This
you're
is
not
convincing you, isn't it?
That's what I'm saying. You're not. I mean, that's what I hear that, and I think that does not.
It's heart pounding, man.
But there's
live
life
for the
jackets.
Adventure.
I do. I have an adventuresome life.
But this is
very
like,
adventuresome life.
This is one of them.
But I've got two children and I'm 52, so I'm not out there trying to die.
And
doing
I paint
something.
That picture.
Violet
but
can come with us.
60-70% of the days are pretty calm. And,
if it's
I mean,
anchored
very
to the
little.
Bottom and you got a 3 foot wave, that means that water's coming over the top of you.
No, we got a big bungee attached to that thing, so it rides the waves really well.
So it stretches.
Yep, stretches out, absorbs the shock.
Ooh, talk about the decoys, the decoy spread.
Yeah, how
that
do you
was
run
intrigued
decoys
by that.
Off of
that looks
that.
Pretty cool.
You just pin them right to the front. I run some custom decoys that I had made by a guy on the East Coast, John Ketchum.
Have you ever done this, Daniel?
I have. That's the only reason why I keep talking
You've
about it.
You've done this.
With Keller, actually. And Bill, if Bill was here, he has a great
You
want to
hear
story.
An adventure story.
Yeah. Did he almost die? Because that's
no,
the stories I hear about
we
this.
We decided we were going to go up north for Northern Opener and layout hunt one of the legal layout lakes.
What's the
up
water
there.
Temperature at this point?
Depends where you are.
Usually.
Cold.
At this point, it was like 60, 65 degrees because it was October.
Oh, so you're
3rd
only
going to
die
whatever.
Of hypothermia after 15 minutes,
right.
Not 5.
In December, the
so
water temperature is about 38.
Ooh.
It freezes sometimes. So what's the water temperature got to be to freeze?
32.
And that's people are like, unless where's the life jackets? I'm like, you worry about other things like staying warm and getting out of the water.
Yeah, if you fall
like,
in
I'm
the water,
floating.
The life jacket is not the issue. You're
right.
Gonna die of hypothermia.
Right, you
way
need to get out.
So hypothermia scares me, probably more than drowning.
So the cool thing is the layout boats are super safe. They actually ride better than the big boat.
Have you ever heard our buddy Nico's story?
Yeah, it's... You know, you can never overcome fear in common sense or stupidity in common sense.
You can overcome fear, I
guess. If you do stupid stuff, you win stupid prizes.
So play stupid
I don't go out when it's 5 and 6 foot waves and I have a kid's... And a life, and I want to enjoy it as well. I'm not trying to get thrown around the ocean or the lake or anywhere and die.
And it's
so there's
you
a
get
limit
like a
to the
smirk
sanity.
On your face. Would you ever try this layout boat hunting?
I just Googled one. I've never seen one before, and I was trying to understand how it works. So you're laying on your back in
correct.
The lake?
Yep.
Yep.
So
yeah, I do.
And
this,
it, like
I
the
asleep.
Water level is right there with. You.
I have a lot of people that fall asleep in the layout
yeah.
boat.
Oh,
it just rocks
to
them to sleep.
And yep. fun thing about me, I am terrified absolutely terrified of water. If I can't touch the bottom, there's zero possibility.
So my determination is, can I safely get the tenor boat to the layout boat? If I can safely touch those two boats together without major impact or without crushing the layout boat with my tenor boat, we're going hunting. That happens in about 2 to 3 feet waves. Nothing insane. And if it is insane, they're not going to touch and you can't get in and out. That's the limiting factor, is you have to be able to get in.
So how do you make sure you do it on a day where it's crystal calm?
Well, you have a really good relationship with your Lord. Ask him pick a day for you a year ahead.
I'm afraid, and then give you
really, really good weather.
Than that.
Hey, it is.
How did I say it to a guy the other day? I'm not one of those people that.
But
think their time is the only thing in the world.
You have somebody. There's more than there's like four people you can have on there.
So usually we take out four guys.
So it's you hand your guns over safely, like you're crossing. Right. Like they have. Somebody holds the boat here. Somebody holds the boat here. So it's like you're holding it there while you one person at a time gets
the
in
The last
there.
Thing I'm worried about is like the safe passing of firearms back
no,
and forth.
No, I'm talking about you passing back and forth. Like
it's
not even as afraid of what happens.
What are you afraid of?
I'm sure you've had people hypothermia.
But like you gotta get like wet falling to get in when you get in there.
How many people have you taken who've gone in the drink?
Zero. I had a boat last year that got a lot of water in it, like a lot of water in it, and we still pick them out and pick the boat
and
out.
Plus,
and we had a wave. The splash shield failed, and the wave went over, and it got very.
What's a splash shield?
Well, that's the thing behind you that keeps the waves from going
filling your boat.
Correct. Yeah, and getting all over.
So
you
it broke or bent down, or
it bent down, and they took a wave over the back, and it got wet. Totally, still very safe.
I'm literally shivering listening.
Very
to
Very cold. So they got wet, got cold. I grabbed them, drove them to shore. I carry a Mr. Heater. I have extra clothes. I have towels. So if somebody, I'm prepared for like marine level preparation for the worst case scenario. I have a first aid kit. I have everything that you would have on a field hunt. Plus I have a whole load of clothes. Like I have an entire Sitka
Hudson suit. I can just see myself freezing and wrapped in one of those stupid tinfoil blankets.
No,
but the one thing that
I'll put you right in front of the Mr. Heater and put a brand new Hudson suit on you, and you'll be gravy.
For the one thing that was terrifying me,
Sitka Hudson suit. I carry an extra one on the boat, dry, along with towels and a gradient underlayer suit.
All right.
The one thing that was terrifying me that because I didn't want to go out there.
Yeah.
And not be able to communicate is that he checks on the walkie-talkie like every 10 minutes.
If you sit up,
and all this kind
there's
of stuff,
only
like,
a couple of reasons. Are you shooting? Is there a bird down or what's wrong?
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're laying there looking for birds.
Well, that's layout boat hunting. When we come back, we're going to talk to Mike Keller about deep sea fishing Lake Michigan and his contest. We've got to get to your contest. You got to promo your business.
Promo
we'll
my business.
We'll be right back on Raised and
It's time to turn Fridays into Fri-yays with WFHR.HiveOffDeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business.
This week's deal is from Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe. Get a $50 gift card for just $25. That's right, $50 for just $25. From sweet treats to five-star Italian beefs. Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe in Adams Friendship.
Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.HiveOffDeal.com.
Happy Mother's Day from WFHR and Village Gardens. Celebrate with us by tuning in to the morning show on Friday, May 12th for your chance to win a beautiful flower basket and a $25 gift card from Village Gardens. Make it the best day ever for the best mom ever from your friends at WFHR.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You could ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Good chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Thank you for listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us. From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Kirk Height, currently
from
72 degrees
and beyond from Southeast.
I think that's an interesting choice for
MTV.
I want my MTV for a radio show. That's an interesting choice. Mike Keller, Captain Mike
Money
Keller.
Money for nothing.
Captain of the Wild Blue Yonder. Mike Keller's on the show. You're listening to Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, alongside Danielle Fairman, who is like, Danielle,
Danielle's done all this stuff. Where have you been?
You're popping now.
I am.
Everybody's coming to Danielle to ask her to do all this women in the outdoors stuff, which I'm pretty jacked about because I feel like you're a pretty good representation of the fastest growing contingent of outdoor sportsmen, which is women, mm-hmm. age 18 to 35. And I think, you know, people are coming to you now, probably getting a little more notoriety because of the radio show and the TV show we used to do. And I think, and Danielle's going to be on a panel. I gotta promote this. It's not for quite a ways away, but the Wisconsin Waterfowl Hunters Expo is absolutely awesome.
I'm very pumped
and
about this.
The Fowl Life has a main booth there with Jargon and Banded clothing. I'll be there. I'm doing a cooking demonstration. We're going to have a field calling contest.
Ooh.
This is not going to be like the fancy schmance, you know, specific calling contests for ducks and geese. This is just going to be a field calling contest.
Oh, I'm going to get in that
sign
goose
up at
one.
The show. We're going to give away some Jargon prizes. We're going to give away
Dave
some...
Dave Nelson's not going to be there, is he?
Dave
is he
Nelson's going to judge.
Okay.
So he's not going
to
be
he's
in
He's not
it.
Allowed to play.
Is that what you call it, playing a goose call?
I am calling it now.
Calling a goose call.
You can't play the game. You can't play the game.
Using it right, it's playing it.
I think if you're
like a flute.
If you're using it right,
instrument.
It's musical. No
goose,
doubt.
I'm better than I am with duck. But duck, I can feeder call, but nothing else.
You spend so much time in a vehicle during the day. You should be calling.
You should be calling.
I do.
You bring your call with you into the digger.
Yeah, into the excavator.
Excavator.
Or the haul truck or the dozer, yes.
Come on. Do you really?
Yep.
Getting
sure do.
And then remember listening to more live birds.
Yep.
That's all you need to do.
I used to sit right next to them in the pond and just listen while getting loaded with the excavator getting when I'm in the haul truck. And see, it wasn't me this time. It was not me this time.
It was. You just said he
well,
used to listen
loaded.
To it
like,
while
getting
loaded.
Like getting loaded with dirt.
Oh. While your truck's loaded with dirt.
Yes.
Okay. Just to be clear to Danielle's bosses, she's not drinking on the job. Mike Keller, we just had that segment about layout boat hunting for ducks, and I'm very intrigued by it. I very much would like to do it. Danielle's done it.
I have a few dates left.
I'm still a little afraid to do it, though. I'm still a little afraid to do it. What does something like that cost?
I charge $1,000 for two guys, $1,100 for three, and $1,200 for four.
Okay.
So,
well, that's pretty reasonable.
It's $1,600 per person out on the East Coast.
Oh man!
Like for a 3-day hunt.
So yeah, I believe that. So that is something that I'm now. You as a person trying to make a living in the outdoors, you've diversified and you started salmon trout fishing on the Big Lake, haven't you?
Yep, I had to have something to do during the summer. So hey.
Everybody's on Instagram right now.
What is the name of your what is the name of your outfit? You
it's
haven't
the same
promoted
as
your outfit at all.
All of it. Fowl Dogs LLC.
#DAWGS.
Yes, it's DAWGS. Like they would say it down south.
Like waterfowl. FOWLDAWGS.
If you go to my Facebook and Instagram, it's on there as well.
Yeah.
Yes, Danielle has been promoting some of that stuff. You have a giveaway coming up for Mother's Day?
I do. We're doing a Mother's Day giveaway. We're giving away.
Is today the last day you can sign up
for? Today is the last day you can, well, until I draw tomorrow sometime around 5.
Okay. What are you giving away?
A trip on Lake Michigan to Charterfish.
For 5 people.
I recently went to a higher level on that. I've been doing that for on and off for 5 years seriously, 10 to 15 years not so seriously. Used to do it out of my little boat, and now I got a big boat, and I'm taking 6 people a day.
It is a nice big boat. It's a very nice boat.
What kind of, tell me about your boat, and tell me what someone can expect if they go out with you to try to catch some salmon.
So I have a 36-foot Chris Craft. It's nice and stable, 13 feet wide, handles the waves really well. You got a lot of room on the back deck. Everybody can be out there. And be comfortable, not like some smaller boats where you got to be like over here or in here or inside.
How many rigs you running on that at a time?
Between 12 and 18.
Holy cow.
If I got 6 people, you get 3 lines a person. And if I got all 6, we're running. Like if we're in deep.
The more you're running, the more fish you're catching.
The more fish you catch, the more chaotic it gets. The better you got to drive.
Chaos is fun when you're fishing.
Chaos is fun when you're fishing.
Keeps it lively. You get a doubler.
The cohos are just starting to run. Today we had an entire side go off, which was 6 lines on that side of the boat. We're fishing shallow on one side and a little bit deeper on the other side. And we ran over a bait pod on one side. And literally 6 of the 12 rods we were running today went off at one time. Boom, 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 boom.
Wow. So and you hit that, a school.
We hit a school fish that was really feeding aggressively, and we boated 5 out of the 6 fish.
Spoons?
I ran about 50-50 mix right now of spoons.
Swim baits?
Nope. No swim baits here. I'm a traditionalist. I run dodgers and flies. I have some custom-made products from Screamin' Drags Tackle Company. I also get some stuff from Chase and Tails, and I get some stuff from ITO Flies in Michigan City there.
The IT one's working really well ITO, when we were out.
Yep. That's, right now, they're banging Lakers with that flasher that they made. They came out with a new flasher this year that's a little bit custom-looking, not like the traditional stuff.
You ever get into brookies out there?
We don't.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough fish to catch, isn't it?
They're in brooks.
Yeah.
So they're not really in Lake Michigan. We get brown trout, lake trout, coho salmon, steelhead salmon and or rainbow trout, and then what everybody's prize is, the kings, and they're just starting to come in.
The Chinook salmon.
Been getting a couple of Chinooks in the last 2 days, yeah.
Yeah, over there.
Over there in the Lake Michigan, we went out and got the Chinooks.
You know what I think's awesome is catching the salmon when they're spawning and making caviar out of the roe. Have you ever? I've cured the eggs, most of the guys use that now
for just more bait.
Yeah, no, I get it. I've done that too, but I've made caviar out of it, and it's pretty awesome.
We sushi'd a coho the other day on the boat.
Oh,
that was pretty awesome.
I mean, I'll try
it. You sushi'd a coho?
Straight up sushi'd it right up.
Well, it doesn't get much fresher than that. Foul Dogs. Mike Keller was our guest today. Book with him. I'm going to tell you one thing about this guy. Nobody's going to work harder to make sure you catch fish or kill ducks if you're with him.
And for us females out there, he takes the pictures and takes videos, and he pumps us up like nonstop. So that's
I love taking ladies out. It's a blast.
Females,
they have so much fun.
Well, of course you love. You're a single guy.
No, it's not about that at all. I think that's why girls like going with me. It's because I'm not like that gross, creepy guy.
Yes, definitely not.
But no, I love it because
their
excitement is great.
Before.
their excitement level is so awesome because they, you know, a lot of them never done it. So it's like big kids.
I love it. Fastest growing group. Mike Keller, you're the greatest.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swollen. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think
my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.